Hey everyone, this is your host Naomi Less back here on Jewish Rock Radio, and you're listening to Jewish Women Rock, where we feature influential, phenomenal female voices in contemporary Jewish music. This is our second episode, and we're going to hear from women who rock the worship world, transforming how we pray, what we pray, where we pray, basically redefining worship. I can't think of starting this show with anyone but the woman on whose shoulders all of us, men, women, and everybody in between in the progressive worship world, stand on. That's right, Debbie Friedman. But for this, you got a picture, a little Naomi Less in Highland Park, Illinois, throwing on this record, Sing Unto God, dancing and singing her heart out in her den, getting ready for Shabbat dinner, fully convinced that this woman who was singing was the biggest rock star in America. Debbie Friedman broke barriers, put herself on the line, bringing English into liturgical music, utilizing the most modern of musical styles, the folk genre of her day. It was blasphemy in some circles, and she heard about it. But she persevered in the face of scrutiny, and now, well, look at the Jewish music world. We are all her protégés. She helped us pray and heal and worship in ways we didn't even know we needed. Debbie left us way too early, and I'd like to dedicate this second episode of Jewish Women Rock to her memory, her legacy, her music. So let's kick off with the title track off her album, Sing Unto God, Debbie Friedman, on Jewish Women Rock, here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Sing a new song, oh, sing praises to God, give thanks to Him with a song. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord, oh, my God. Rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous, and cry unto the Lord with joy. Sing out from your hearts, oh, sing praises.
That was Sing Unto God, the title track of Debbie Friedman's 1972 album. And this next song, In This House, is a Beth Schaefer anthem. How we worship is as important as what words we use to worship. And Beth Schaefer, virtuoso guitarist, music producer, and worship leader, embodies a conduit to spirituality. But if you'd asked her when she was 18 if this was her path, she might not have believed you. Like many of us, she had a pivotal moment. Hers, a tragedy. Losing her father at 19, she could have turned away from spiritual seeking, but she dug in deeper Her faith became a salve, a sanctuary for healing, and many years later, she creates those sanctuaries of spiritual connection for other people to seek divine connection in houses of worship and in connections between people. And we're going to listen to her anthem, In This House, and be together over the airwaves. Beth Schaefer with In This House, a live recording. Lift your hands up, let your heart be open here on Jewish Women Rock, Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
In this house, it all comes together in this house.
Come on, y'all know this one.
In this house, it all comes together in this house.
That was Beth Schaefer's incredible anthem, In This House. And this next song is from Ilana Jagoda called This Light Tonight. Way on the other side of the country from Beth, there's an incredible musical artist and worship leader who demonstrates a depth and a vulnerability in public worship that shows her community an authentic prayer leader. Ilana Jagoda breaks down those walls that keep clergy and community participants at a distance from each other in prayer. Every week she pushes herself and in turn her fellow prayers to go to that deeper place, allowing themselves, and she allows herself to safely move and be moved by the experience of worship. She's been in so many different prayer communities, and she brings all those influences home to her Reform congregation, sharing personally her own unique style that they and we all now have come to love. A little Natalie Merchant, a little Joan Baez, and a lot of her own gorgeous original soul. Let Alana light up your soul with her very personal This Light Tonight on the Jewish Women Rock Show here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
I'm gonna light this candle for the joy in our heart. I'm gonna light this candle for tomorrow's brand new star. I'm gonna light this candle, those who know of darkened days, so they may trust the light is on its way. Gonna light this light tonight. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna light this light tonight. I'm gonna light this candle for those who feel alone. I'm gonna light this candle that they may find their way home. I'm gonna light this candle for those whose hearts are broken, so they may know that God has heard the prayers they've spoken. Gonna light this light tonight. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna light this light tonight. I'm gonna light this candle for turning our lives upside down. I'm gonna light this candle for finding stillness as world turns round. I'm gonna light this candle for the children who are great believers, so they may know they are our greatest teachers. Gonna light this light tonight. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna light this light tonight. I'm gonna light this candle for me. I'm gonna light this candle, cause this is right where I'm supposed to be. I'm gonna light this candle so that we may walk our own true path, cause there ain't no use in looking back. Gonna light this light tonight. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna light this light tonight. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna light this light tonight. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna light this light tonight.
Jewish Rock Radio is brought to you by St. Louis Nishma's Rosh Hodesh, It's a Girl Thing program. What girls love about It's a Girl Thing is that it's a fun, creative, interactive Jewish space where they can meet new friends. Parents love It's a Girl Thing because it gives their tweens and teens a safe space during this very important transitional time to engage in girl issues through a Jewish lens. Groups are forming now for August sessions in St. Louis. Sign up soon for an early bird discount. For more information, visit nishma.org. Keep it tuned in. This is Jewish Rock Radio.
Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Naomi Less, and you're listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where over three episodes, we will feature the best and most influential female voices in contemporary Jewish music. And this week's episode, Rock the Worship World, is all about women who've used their voices to redefine how we approach worship. Before the break, you heard Alana Jagoda's ballad, This Light Tonight, and we're going to keep elevating our spirits. This next song is from Shoshana Jedwab called Praise Ella. Now, how does a Brooklyn yeshiva girl, daughter of a Holocaust survivor, and from a lineage of generations of Polish male rabbis, become a priestess, drum circle leader, and composer for earth-based queer feminist Jewish worship communities in New York and beyond? Well, on her way to yeshiva as a little girl, she would drum on anything she could get her hands on, parked cars, plates, tables, other people's bodies. She walked to school humming 70s rock anthems, and like many of us, is a mix of all of these identities. But in order to allow her full feminist identity to flourish, she had to buck against generations of patriarchal Jewish society, where women certainly weren't leading communal prayer and for sure were not hand drumming during worship. So this next song came to Shosh while she was serving as a sacred drummer for the Kohenet Hebrew Priestess Institute, a community dedicated to reviving and re-embodying Judaism's gifts of women spiritual leaders. And sacred percussion and chant, huge part of that. So she brings us new liturgy and tunes that celebrates, as she calls it, the life force that animates, orders, and celebrates our bodies and the cosmos. Praise Ella is a song off of her new and first CD and is a perfect example of how Shosh breaks boundaries, daring to praise Ella, the Hebrew goddess, as opposed to El, the more commonly known male-gendered idea of God. So here's Praise Ella with the Psalm 150 translation by Rabbi Jill Hammer, Shoshana Jedwab, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, here on Jewish Women Rock, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Erov Gudela, Hallelujah, 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 Beteka Shofar, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Benem Velchinor, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Betofu Machol.
Praising Yah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
That was Praise Ella off Shoshana Jedwab's first album, I Remember. And this next song from another giant of the Jewish worship community, Julie Silver, called Sim Shalom. Now, I have to tell you the story behind one of the most famous and influential prayer settings. The year 1993, right after Julie's first album release, she's over at Doug Kotler's studio in LA, recording her next album, plugging away with producer Troy Dexter, 10 hours a day, with 10 days to get the whole album done. Now, picture this. She's sleeping in a guest house behind the main house with a pool separating her and where the studio is. So one morning she goes for a swim in the early morning and then forgetting a towel, locking herself out of the guest house, and Troy is late to the session. So no Troy, no key, no towel, and no coffee. So what can she do? She dove in anyway, swimming aggressively, a little frustrated that Troy is late, wasting her time, finally giving herself into swimming, finding a pace, feeling more relaxed with each lap. Troy, still not there, and her having a fleeting thought as she's swimming of, how will I get into the house? But she keeps swimming anyway, and her thoughts turn to the prayer Sim Shalom, which she'd been studying with a rabbi back east. The prayer floating as a yearning, reaching with every stroke for mercy, kindness, compassion. And Troy, later and later, and the melody forming clearer and clearer. All of a sudden, she hears Troy come running apologetically towards the pool. Julie's anger totally dissipated. She jumps out of the pool, dripping, saying, "Let's go." She grabs a guitar, lays it down with Troy, all worked out, hair still wet, listening to mixes. Imagine if Troy had shown up on time. So thanks, Troy, for being late. You've helped us all pray, contemplate, and glide towards a wish for peace. Here's Sim Shalom by Julie Silver on Jewish Women Rock, Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Shalom, Tova,
Israel, Amecha, Sim
That was Julie Silver with Sim Shalom, a timeless classic here on Jewish Women Rock. And this next song is from Israeli powerhouse Daphna Rosenberg called Shalom Aleichem. You know, I have to say, women are having a major impact on worship, not just here in the U.S., but in Canada, with people like Aviva Chernik or Australia or England or Israel as well. And Israeli worship leader and composer Daphna Rosenberg, well, she traveled to these places and more, exploring for 7 years different forms of spirituality, from Catholic Franciscan to Buddhist to Hindu to rainbow gatherings and organic communities. And in one of these journeys, she had a dream that she played guitar, and she didn't play guitar. And the next day, her friend began to teach her. She met folks on the road, and when she eventually returned to Israel, she stumbled across Rabbi Ruth Gan Kagan, a renewal rabbi in Jerusalem who invited Daphna to write melodies and lead prayer and discover spirituality within her own tradition. Now, Daphna is part of the core team of Nava Tehillah, which has grown from a living room in 2005 to a 300-person Kabbalat Shabbat gathering, impacting Jewish worship spaces all over the world. Daphna wrote this melody to Shalom Aleichem, and we are so grateful that she sees her life's work as writing and sharing music that's a source of healing to the world. So here's Daphna Rosenberg's Shalom Aleichem on Jewish Women Rock, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Thank you.
Jewish Rock Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity from our JRR supporters. A huge thanks goes out to our Megastar supporters. From St. Louis, Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation and the Kranzberg Foundation. And from Chicago, Susan and Mark Sachs, a huge Todah Rabah to each of you and to all of our supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Naomi Less, and you're listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we're featuring female voices in contemporary Jewish music that are really making a difference. And in this week, episode 2, we're featuring women who rock the worship world, using their voices, their pens, their garage bands, or whatever they're recording their music on to really transform how, where, when, and what we pray. Before the break, you heard Shalom Aleichem from Israeli superstar and spiritual leader Daphna Rosenberg. This next song is from Robbie Sherwin called Adon Olam. Now Robbie, or should I say Cantor Robbie, Rabbi Robbie, well, she grew up traveling all over small towns in the U.S. as an Air Force brat. So how did she become a powerful influencer in the Jewish worship world? Well, she told me plain and simple, Jewish summer camp. No matter where she lived during the year, she'd head back to camp every summer, vowing to become a song leader like the ones at camp. And sure enough, she did, meeting up at Green Family Camp in Texas with Jewish musician Scott Leder and singing Steve Brodsky's songs. And now these two men would eventually become her bandmates in her awesome group, Sababa. But in her own right, she's written and published over 100 Jewish songs, 2 solo CDs, and was one of the first Jewish women rock artists to be here on Jewish Rock Radio. And she's a traveling troubadour even till today as an ordained cantor and rabbi in Crested Butte, Colorado, but gigging all over the world, even in Texas, where they have some Spanish-speaking Jewish communities. So they commissioned Robbie to write a new Adon Olam that connects to both Hebrew and their native language, Spanish. So let's check it out, Adon Olam by Robbie Sherwin, because Jewish women rock right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Adon Olam Hashem Malach, B'Tzelem Cho Yetzir Nivra, Li'et Nasa B'Chatz Hakol, Zayin Elech Shemo Nigra. Adon Olam, Adon Olam Hashem Malach, Ve'acharei Kiglot Hakol, Levado Yimloch Nora. Who haya vehu hove vehu yeh betivara vehu yeh vehu yeh betivara. Hello.
That was Adon Olam, written by Robbie Sherwin for the Spanish-speaking communities in Texas. And this next song is actually for you from me, Naomi Less. It's called Thank You. Now, I don't know about you, but every so often I have one of those days of massive things are going your way. And I came home and I was just experiencing deep, deep gratitude. And my music producer and writing partner and partner in life, Glenn Grossman, handed me a pad of paper and he said, don't tell me about it, write it down. And about 7 minutes later, this song was born. It's built off of the morning prayer, Moda Ani. And I just want to take this opportunity to share this song with all of you and with the fellow amazing Jewish women rock musicians that were part of today's program as a deep sense of gratitude for all that is and for continuing to contribute to our Jewish worship world. So here is Thank You by yours truly, Naomi Less, your host of Jewish Women Rock here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home for Jewish rock. Well, people, that's going to be it for Jewish Rock Radio's Jewish Women Rock for now. This is episode 2. We got one more coming. And what a journey today has been, traveling across the world and across time to feel and hear the influence of powerful women rocking the worship world. What a privilege this is to bring this to you. You can get upcoming showtimes and stream the last episode, episode 1 of Jewish Women Rock, and learn about the artists featured on today's show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and on Twitter. This is Naomi Less signing off from Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.